Christ is risen. Today, a very special event is going to happen in the life of our church. Do you know what that event is going to be?
Church school graduation.
Church school graduation. What else?
Greek
school graduation and French program graduation. Three graduations today. Did you have any other graduations around this time of the year?
School graduation.
Any other graduations? Any other graduations? It is a time of graduation. Now, a graduation, I think, is a sign that we grew. And we learn. Now, do you want to grow?
Yes. Yes.
What do you have to do in order to grow?
Eat healthy.
What else?
Practice.
What else?
Listen.
Try to evolve.
Very good. Very good. What else? Participate. Very good answers. And let me ask you something else. Do you think that Jesus grew?
Yes,
he grew. He was a baby. And then he grew. And it is said in the Gospel of Luke that after he went to the temple, when he was 12 years old, do you remember that episode? When Jesus was 12 years old, and he went to the temple in Jerusalem with Mary and Joseph, and then he got lost in the temple.
Oh, yeah, because he was talking to the priests and everything.
Because he was talking to the priests, he was talking, you know, to the people who really knew the Bible, and he really impressed them how well he knew the Bible. And then St. Luke says that Jesus went back to Galilee, to Nazareth, with Mary and Joseph. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So, he was subject to Mary and Joseph. And then he increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. We are told about something here, about one element, one thing that really helped Jesus grow. What was that? The fact that he was, what do you think?
He talked to people and
he... No, from these two verses, I'm going to read them one more time. Then he went down with them, with Mary and Joseph, and came to Nazareth. And he was subject to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. He was subject to his parents. You said it earlier. In order to grow, we have to practice,
listen.
We have to learn, we have to listen, and we have to work together with God and with the people around us. Have you ever planted a flower?
Yeah.
And what does it take for a flower to grow into a beautiful flower from that small seed?
Water.
What else? Sun. What else?
Good soil.
What else? Plant food. Very good. And?
Seed.
And some seed, of course.
And no weed.
Around. No weeds around. That's another good one. But what else around? Love. Very good. A lot of love and care. For a plant to grow into a beautiful, strong, healthy plant, it needs a lot of love and care. And then, what does the plant have to do if the plant doesn't want to receive the water and the care? And the love, and the sun. Is the plant going to grow?
No.
If the plant says, no, I don't need this, I can do it on my own.
He's going to die.
The plant is going to die. The same thing happens to us. If we want to grow into a beautiful, and you know, that plant is going to die, or that plant might grow, but not into a beautiful. Do you know what happens you know, especially some plants need pruning. You know what pruning is?
No.
What's pruning?
Yeah, it's when
You take off the dead branches, the dead leaves, or sometimes even some branches that seem to be very alive and strong. But they are not supposed to be there because they are wild ones. And the plant tries to get wild. We don't want it to go wild. We want it to be beautiful. Same thing. So the plant, you know, the plant could grow, but into an ugly plant. Or it could die altogether. So it is the same with us. If we want to grow and to celebrate graduations, graduation after graduation, do you have any idea of any other graduations that you might experience in life later on?
High school graduation.
College graduation. Any?
Eighth grade graduation.
Hmm? Yes, for tests. Huh?
Retirement
graduation. Very good. Yes, you are very right. And if you want to experience all these graduations in life and to grow into a beautiful person, you have to work together. With whom? Can you grow into a beautiful person alone?
No.
But who do you have to work together with?
Each other and Jesus.
With each other, with Jesus, God. With all the people, with God.
With Mary, Joseph.
Yes, with all the saints, with all the people. Basically, God is love. God is love. And anybody who is like God is love. So to work together in love, with God who is love, with the saints of God, who are images of love, who are like God, who are loving, very loving persons, and with the very loving persons around us who want to pour some water, to give us some knowledge, to give us advice, to do some pruning on us. Do you think that the plant likes to be pruned?
No.
But you know, there's like, I would say, how would you compare, you know, pruning of a plant with our life? What would that be for us? Going to the doctor would be like pruning. Going to the dentist. What else?
Like getting advice from somebody that is sort of annoying.
Mm-hmm. Getting some advice that you don't really like. Mm-hmm. Yes? What else?
Operation.
That's pruning. You know, getting advice that you don't like, you know, going to the doctor, going for surgery. But sometimes we need pruning in order to go into a beautiful plant. Going to school sometimes could be pruning, you know, a bad mark in school. That could be a wake-up call to tell us, you know, you have to do better because you have some branches that are trying not to grow wild. They have to be pruned. Yes. So God wants us to grow into beautiful, loving persons. And I think you want the same thing. So let us... No, we don't want to go to the principal's office. That would be a really tough pruning. So we want to grow into beautiful persons. And in order to do that, we have to work together with each other, with God, and with the loving people around us who want to help us grow. Christ is risen.
Thank you
very much.
Did you lose
your
voice back?
Not yet. I'm working on it. Christ is risen. The The children told me that they want to grow, but now I'm going to ask you, do you want to grow? Sometimes we forget that that is the goal of our life, growth. As children, we are very sure about that. We know that we want to grow because we want to be like the grown-ups. But then, after we stop growing physically, we want to be like children many times. No? Oh, I wish I was 20 again. I wish I was 15 again. And we have many people. It is a tragedy. You know? It is very sad, you know, when people in their 60s and 70s behave like grandchildren. The grandparents want to be like the grandchildren. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. The only thing that works is growth. Because God created us, He programmed us for growth because the goal of our life is to become like God. That's what the Creator, the programmer, programmed us for, to become like Him, to grow. Now, I know that sometimes, you know, when we look in the mirror, we don't like the growth we see. Sometimes, you know, we don't like the wrinkles, we don't like the gray hair, but that's okay. Hopefully, the growth also happens within us. And hopefully, with the gray hair, we become wiser. Hopefully, with a wrinkle, we are able to shed a tear when the tear has to be shed. Hopefully, in time, we don't experience the hardening of the heart, but the softening of the heart. Hopefully, we grow more and more into the likeness of God. Because all of us, as the children told us, we have to experience graduations at any age in our life. We graduate preschool, we graduate kindergarten, we graduate first grade all the way to high school and college, and then we have to graduate as professionals. We have to graduate as husbands and wives. We have to graduate as parents. We have to graduate as grandparents. We have to graduate as patients in hospitals. We have to graduate as people, as loving people in nursing homes. And all these graduations lead to the graduation at the end of life. All these graduations, hopefully, are preparations for the most important graduation when we are going to face the one who programmed us for growth and graduation, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we are going to really face the mirror. We are going to really face the one in whose image and likeness we were created. Therefore, we are faithful. Let us not try to be young again. That's the message of the world. Do whatever you have to do to stay young. It's running after wind. It doesn't work. Instead, I would say, let us work together with God to age gracefully. And talking about this, you know, about aging gracefully, I remember once, you know, when I had a funeral, and they placed a picture of this lady who passed away in the hall when we had, you know, the memorial lunch. And my deacon told me, Father, you know, this lady was more beautiful now in the casket than 25 years ago. Because even physically, even if she aged, she was more beautiful now. I've seen people who are more beautiful in old age than in their youth. because their spiritual beauty was radiating through the body. Therefore, we all, as St. Paul says, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Let us offer ourselves to God, to be transformed from glory to glory, until we become His likeness, until we graduate into the beauty of eternal life. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.